الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, this morning I give a talk about the توحيد of Allah عز وجل, and that is not allowed to call and supplicate and invoke the saints, the prophets, the angels, and that is a shirk, it's calling other than Allah. Someone come to me, he asked me two questions. I want you, inshallah, answer it. First question is, he said there is, he listened someone who's saying, there is hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one of you is in desert, and he lost his camel, he should say, Ya ibadallah aghithuni, O slaves of Allah, aid me, help me. And that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala applied that hadith. He lost and he called. Oh, he said, oh, the slaves of Allah, aid me. And he got. Also, other scholars mentioned incidents like that. He said, he heard someone saying, this is a proof to call those who are absent and to ask them. And the hadith authenticated by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and he used to apply it. How you say then it's not allowed to call the angels, it's not allowed to call the jinn, it's not allowed to call the saints? That's his question. By the way, is there anyone who heard this hadith before?
No.
Some of you say yes. Yes. Abu Yasir said, Abu Muawiyah, Abu Wa'il. Others, yes, Abdul Manan. So it was heard. It's already there. It's not only from young men who asked me the question. What is the answer? Naam.
First
question, is the hadith authentic? If it is authentic? Yes.
Some people there.
Yes?
He called some people there to help him.
So he was calling some human
some
being?
Some people there, not absent.
Okay, not absent. Another answer? Those who heard this hadith, and most likely you heard from Sufia, what's the answer? Naam. على كل حال, the first of all, the hadith, the people of knowledge, they differ. It is authenticity. Some of them say it's not authentic. And some of them say it's authentic, like Imam bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. But it means, as in the hadith, Allah has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, slaves, sayahina fil ard, going onto the earth. Somebody lost while he is bifalati min al-ard, in a desert. Let him say, oh, slaves of Allah, help him. I say, this is, if it is authentic, it is, in, as in the hadith, are angels who are assigned solely for the lost things in that situation. There are angels who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal assigned for that, who help the person find his lost. So just like the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are angels who go on earth looking for people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they find, they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while Allah knows better, telling what they have seen, the famous hadith. So that's what they are dedicated for. So not every angel does that, do that. It's certain angels. Just like the angels on our shoulder, their task is to write it down, not for other tasks. Just like the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi malakan a'atahu sam' al-ibad liyuballighuni an ummati salam. Allah has an angel, he gave the hearing of the slaves. That angel, he convey the salam from my ummah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So there is an angel, Allah gave him this power to hear every believer, every Muslim who salam the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is that angel who convey that salam to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tayyib. So this is the this is what the angel does it. Allah gave him that power. Likewise, in this case, if the hadith is authentic, it's limited to specific angels whom Allah appointed, assigned to help the person when he lost, if he is in a desert. بِفَلَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. They are angels, and that's the only thing they do it. Now, as the way of Ahlul Bid'ah, the inverse is, either they use a narration which is not authentic, or they misinterpret it. They give it, they twist it, the meaning. In this hadith, it is not, it's not jinn. It's not a human being who died. It's not all angels. It's specific angels asking specific things. That's how it's limited to. Saying in general, and yarhamukallah, generalizing it all the way to the dead, to the human being, to the saints, is out of the topic of the hadith. That's if the hadith is authentic. And I subhanallah, I forget to make research. Since the brother asked me after Fajr, I didn't go back to the hadith, but I heard a long time ago. If I'm not mistaken, I think Sheikh Al-Bani disauthenticated the hadith. But surely some scholars disauthenticate the hadith. So again, that is what the hadith is about. And it's not a proof for the all angels, for the jinn, or for the human being, or for anyone who is absent. It should be applied that. But Ahlul Bid'ah, they want to generalize it. They want to say, for instance, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knows the unseen. What is the proof? He mentioned something which will happen in the future. They say, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, I know the ghaib. How did he know? One day he was giving Friday lecture, and on the member he said, Ya Osariya wara al-jabal, Osariya, behind the mountain. He won one of the Muslim leaders who were fighting the enemy, and he was heard. Sheikh Al-Bani said, this is authentic, it's Hassan. So this is, they say, this incident happened with Umar. True. What does that mean? Umar knows the unseen. Where he brought, he knows the unseen. This is a specific issue. Don't generalize it. Umar will know the unseen. He will know Khalid bin Walid and Ikrim bin Abi Jahl, that they killed the 70 Muslims in the battle of Uhud. Umar was there. The enemy, they come from the mountain. Why he didn't say, oh, the enemy are coming that day? It's not in his hand. This is called karama min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not something the person control it. And it's not for everything, for every time. It's certain incidents. So this is how the people, they twist the meaning of the text. There is another question. He mentioned another incident. This is all is heard a lot, but still some people, they didn't understand. He said, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, one time he gathered Sahaba and the Muslims to make dua, Allah to bring rain. And he said, oh Allah, we used to make tawassul by your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you used to give us rain. We are making tawassul by the uncle of your Prophet, give us rain. Abbas, make dua for us. He said, this is a proof. And by the way, I hear this even from Sha'rawi, Mutawalla Sha'rawi, who was from those who call people to call the dead. And now they worship in his grave, wal'iyadu billah, inside the masjid, wal'iyadu billah. And so he said, this is a proof to make tawassul onto the salihin. Because Umar, he make tawassul on to the Ibn Abbas, to Al-Abbas. to Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, why he did that? He said, it's because of the Prophet. That's why he said, the uncle of the Prophet. He said, because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a proof that it's allowed to make tawassul to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make tawassul to the righteous ones. What is the answer to that? That's not a proof. Why not? He was what? He was alive.
He made dua, he said. Ask him to make dua.
He asked him to make dua. And what the people of knowledge, they say is not allowed, is not to go to someone who is present with you, who hears you, who answers to you, who you ask him to make dua for the ummah, dua for us. This is not an issue. Where is that you make tawassul on a dead? You call someone who died, you ask, where is that in the in this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to ask the Messenger to make dua for them. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Oh Allah, we are asking the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for us. Ud'u lana ya Abbas. So it's all about asking dua. Asking dua for someone who is alive, who hears you. If the issue would have been making tawassul on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking, why he asked Abbas, what is the point of bringing Abbas there? It's still the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah and he has his status, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is, even though it's very obvious, very clear, this is how these people are twisting and misusing it. Sahaba, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be alive, they used to ask him to make dua for them. One day he was giving Friday lecture as in Sahih Muslim, and a man came, oh, the Messenger of Allah, he complained about lack of rain. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started making dua, raise his hands. He didn't put his hand down until rain was coming through, made it to the masjid. And the one that, and then he went back to his khutbah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Friday lecture. When salah finished, he see people running from the rain, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed at them. The beginning they were desperate for rain, and now they even running from the rain itself. It continues. This is from the miracle of the Prophet ﷺ, which shows that he is a prophet of Allah, that Allah exists, that Allah has control. Just this hadith, it continues until next Friday. Again, now complain about too much water, a lot of problems. Again, he raises his hands. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes dua, he says, Allahumma hawalani la alayna, Allah on our corners, not on us. The Sahabi says the clouds was moving with the hand of the Prophet ﷺ. So this is what the Sahabi talking about. Allahu alam wa sallallahu wa sallam alayhi wa sallam.